This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. First phase of voting for assembly elections in West Bengal and single phase polling in Tamil Nadu will be held today. In West Bengal, a total of 152 assembly constituencies will go to the polls in this first phase, covering 16 districts. In Tamil Nadu, elections will be held for all the 234 assembly constituencies in the state from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Meanwhile, all arrangements are in place in both the states to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. The Election Commission has already directed authorities to ensure an inducement-free elections while avoiding inconvenience to the public. District grievance committees have also been set up to address complaints related to enforcement activities. The Election Commission has issued show cause notice to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge for violating the provisions of Model Code of Conduct for the use of derogatory remarks against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Kharge had made these remarks during a press conference in Chennai. The poll body has asked Mr. Kharge to explain his stand within 24 hours. The notice was issued by the commission after it received complaints from senior BJP leader and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju and other office bearers of the party in this regard. The commission said that it is prima facie of the opinion that the Congress president has violated the provisions of the MCC. The government has notified promotion and regulation of online gaming rules 2026, which will come into force from 1st of May. The aim of rules is to provide a clear, transparent and time-bound mechanism to determine whether an online game is an online money game or a permissible online social game or e-sport. Briefing media about the rules today, Secretary of Ministry of Electronics and IT, S. Krishnan, said that the framework introduces an optional determination process to classify games as either online money games or social games, which may be initiated by the regulatory authority, service providers or the government in specific cases.
Online social games and e-sports are permitted and are to be promoted as an activity which both promote innovation and also provide employment. So on that basis, certain provisions in order to make a determination as to whether a particular game is an online money game or not, and whether it is an e-sport, those or an online social game, those provisions and those procedures have been prescribed.
Vehicles without a valid pollution under control PUC certificate will not get fuel such as petrol, diesel, CNG or LPG at fuel stations in Delhi. The Delhi government has taken this decision to ensure effective control over vehicular pollution in the national capital. As per the new directive, fuel will be supplied strictly and exclusively to vehicles holding a valid PUC certificate. All petrol pumps and gas outlets have been directed to comply with the order in letter and spirit. The government has warned the authorities that any lapse or negligence will invite strict action. In Uttarakhand, the portals of Badrinath Dham, located in Chamoli district, will open for devotees in a short while. The district administration has made elaborate arrangements to ensure a safe pilgrimage for the devotees. The portals of Kedarnath Dham were opened for devotees yesterday, while the pilgrimage to Gangotri and Yamunotri Dhams is proceeding smoothly. Tathagat holy sacred relics of Lord Buddha are set to travel to the Union Territory of Ladakh. This marks the first time these holy remains will leave its permanent place for an exhibition within the country. The announcement was made during a press conference in New Delhi attended by Union Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh Vinay Kumar Saxena. And that is the end of this news bulletin.